Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is Robert Allen Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLI Radio. And tonight we're waiting for the guests to call in, but we're going to talk about books. And we're going to talk about publishing books, some of the pitfalls, how to get your book edited, what to look for, and stuff like that. And we're going to move forward. And we're going to go through and we're going to explain this, but until the guest gets in, things happen in life and you can't worry about it or think about it. You can just go forward in life. And as we go through this and we're going forward, it's not about the challenges we face. It's really about how we interact with each other and what happens and how we move forward. And that's what we're going to do here. We're going to go to this, and we're going to get it all straightened out and all done, and we're going to do this show. But something I've discovered in my own deals, how we try to do things in a different way. And we're really afraid to approach things in a different way and see what happens in life. All we try to do is stay the same. And we really get convoluted in everything when we do this. And when life gives us, you know, throws us a challenge, we get all wrought up over it and all mad. We think we did something wrong. But no, we actually are engaging in a new way to look at the simplicity of life. And that's where we're at today, and that's how we're doing everything. And as we go forward in life, life gets more just more apprehensive, and you get more alert. And you got to become open to what's going on and how to do it, and see what we're doing and how we get it done. And as we go forward today, we just do different things. But what are you afraid of when it comes to doing this? And when you can open your eyes to look at life in a sovereign innocence, what opens up to your life and sees new things? And as we do this and as we go forward, life opens up our eyes to many different things. And we're disallowing our own grandeur to come forth and play in the field of opportunity. So what do you feel in your life is not going forward the way you want it? What are you holding on to? And what are you just holding on to in life that really is disemboweling you from living your dreams? And what do you do during the day that you can't do? During the rest of it? And what are you afraid of in life? That comes down to the big questions. What are you afraid to do in life and open yourself up to a new way? And to see what is happening and seeing what's going on with life. Because life is a very interesting situation when you start engaging in your inner self. And that's what happens when you really engage in your life. You're going to have trials and tribulations to expand you. Really, it's to feed your old patterns. And that's what challenges are. They're just to feed your old patterns. And how do you do this in an and get it done and do different things. But anyway, as we do this, we really engage in many things. But we get caught up in the way we always have done things and the way we're taught. And we're always taught something, but we never see the underlying learning lesson in life. And that's kind of what's happening there and what's going on to do what we got to do. But we are disallowing ourselves when we get caught up in things. And, you know, life is so innocent of everything. It's all over the way we look at different things and how we do different things is really what really is opening us up and really causing us to close down at the same time. When life becomes disagreeable, that's because we're disagreeing with our dreams and our sire desires. And that is something else we're doing. And that's what really goes on in life. And we really, I had to type that out and remember it. But we really have to engage in many different things in life. And as we open up to do this, we get caught up in a very convoluted convictions and we think our beliefs and our faith. But we're really afraid to let go of stuff and do different things and be around life. And that's where we become really, really fearful of everything. But as we do that, you know, life becomes really a drag because we're caught up now in all the financial situations going on in life and we're caught up in this and we're caught up in that. But really, how does that really affect your day-to-day life? That's a bigger picture, but what are you afraid to do in your life and open up, and how does it really expand different things? When life becomes expansive, how do you become fearful? Because it's really walking into the unknown, and nobody really understands the unknown. It's really walking into a new mountain path to live a different life and to be free in every way. And and I was really trying to focus here on going forward. And how do you do things to try to fit in to the in crowd and be like the in crowd and do everything the same way? What is your biggest fear of doing things your way and living your dreams and doing what you do and all the other stuff? And quit disallowing things to happen in your life. What happens when you start opening your eyes and really engaging in everything and being free and doing things? And as we move forward in life, life becomes a super challenge because we're so caught up it has to go this way rather than loosen up and let that little challenge present the way out of it itself. A challenge will actually present the pathways for you to move forward when you allow them to do what they're supposed to do. But we panic and think we have to do it right now rather than later. But we can also really engage in some real, real easy going ways of life and just being happy and realizing that life moves forward even though we think we're not moving forward. So what happens when life really gets you all wrought up? What do you strike out at? I know I do, and I really am working on expanding out of that. I don't do it very much anymore, but I really try to do it and live a new, better way and to do things. And as you know, it's like tonight, everybody has a daily life. In a 24-hour span, you can have many things go awry. But it isn't the awry that's got you wound up. It's the control, and you want it to go a certain way. But life has its own ways of doing things. And that is something else that happens. And when life moves forward this way, how do you choose to experience this? Because life is a dare to be get out of the mundane. And that's really where life is. And that's how life has got us all encompassed and does a whole bunch of things. But what is the most fearful thing you can think of that never happened? And that's how's that most of your the way your life is all the time, because we like to dramatize it. Oh yeah, the bigger the drama, the better we like it. And that is something that we play to our own self. And we can really get things wound up within ourselves without even trying, because we just know how to do that. And we really don't understand how to get out of it because we've never been taught. We've been taught we have to stay in the muck and the mud of turmoil. But really, we encompass the sassy tenacity to expand out of the turmoil and into the sire desire when we let go of being, when we let go of being everything that we choose not to be. And what are you choosing to do that you really want to let go of and expand out of in your life? What is there for you? So and as we're doing this and we're looking at life, we get all caught up because our faith and our belief and all this said this and we did this and it just flat don't work. So what is it that you really desire today? And so if you desire something new in your life, what has to be gone in your life? You know, that is something I didn't realize until I really got into the word expand, energize, enterprise. But the more you do this, the more you open up to new things and expand your life in a better, bolder way. And as I go through this, I've wrote a book called Fear is My Friend, Holiday Wisdom, and Money is My Friend is a CD. You know, money is the most convicted thing that never done nothing to anybody. And as we do this, life becomes open to many different things. But what is it that you're afraid of to do that's different and kind of defying your old beliefs and everything to kind of wind up new things to expand? And that is something that the life in the world really doesn't understand. And that is something that we really fear is doing is doing something else in a better, bolder way. And as we step through this, life becomes engaged and very different for us in every way. And as you do this, what do you do that makes you feel afraid of yourself? The fear, we biggest fear we have is afraid, being afraid of ourselves. And what else can go on in your life and do different things? As we go through this, these challenges in the daily life, how do you hide from people that make you uncomfortable rather than engage in the uncomfortability of it? So what is it that you'd really rather be doing than doing what you're doing? You know, as I go through my journey, expansion here, I'm really starting to understand I can do different things. And I don't have to stay stuck in playing inside somebody else's game. What else has happened to you that you really fear talking to somebody? And you really fear of getting into something that will open your eyes and expand who you are. So where do you feel you got all locked up and all done and you really hid from everything because you really didn't want to play in your sire desires? You know, life is a question mark. Because if you ever look at a question mark, it's formed just like a human being's head, right down the spine and to the period. And then there's a disconnect in there. But how do questions open you up more than affirmations? Because you have to search for something that isn't there. And where in life have you become involved in different things but stayed away from everything because you've never played in that field of prosperity before? And as you open up your eyes to see the prosperity in life, how does that let your fears go? How do you fear being prosperous? When I hear somebody says, well, money isn't everything, money is innocent of all that. It's willing to engage in your inner innovation is where your money lies. And what do you fear? And you can, and Fear Is My Friend, a book I wrote that's available on my website at cowboy-wisdom.com. And also, it's available on freedomofspeechpublishing.com and amazon.com by Robert A. Wilson. But it's really about engaging in letting go of the fears, because fear ruins your dreams, because we allow the outside sources of life to steal our dreams. And as you go forward in this life, what happens to you? And you let the fears overcome. You become a hypochondriac. And you really don't want to engage in life no more. So how are you afraid to engage in your life? It's your life, your dream. And how do you choose to expand into your dream and let your dreams happen? And as the life goes forward and you become more resilient and more robust in your revolutionary ideas, what opens up inside you and how does it open up inside you? When you first feel the freedom, how do you feel it inside yourself? Because it's in the chest area, down to the gut, up to the mind is where it all happens. So how do you get so bound up in things you're afraid to let go? And that's what my books and my writings, I've really discovered a way to talk to, open the eyes, the mind's eyes, and the heart at the same time. And as you go forward, life becomes more fun and freewheeling in your wheeling and dealing of your sire desires. But life is really about opening up and doing different things than you've ever done before. And so as you're doing this, what happens to you and for you in every way? What else is going to happen when you if you allow other people to live your dreams and invoke your dreams upon you? What is going to happen? And that's where holiday wisdom and fears, my friend, all come in. And they open up to new things. And they open you up to new things. That's what's the fun part. So when you're doing your life and you're going forward, and you hit a wall, is it a wall? Or are you moving too fast and not seeing a better pathway? That's where angst comes in, and it's what it's done for me. It's really opened me up to experience another thing. And I really have let go of the undesired and unrequired in my life because it just is numbifying, and it does nothing for me. The only one that can really expand me is me when I listen. An eavesdrop on the wisdom of the world. And there is wisdom that flows every day, all day long. It's the wisdom you hear is the wisdom to expand yourself. But you can't talk your way through anything, even though you try. And the thing about try is, that's all it ever will be, is try. Because nothing ever happens until you move forward. And so what do you want to move forward with? And how do you want to move forward with things? And what would shut you down if you choose to move forward today? You. Just say, I am my own shutdown valve so I can open it up and open up to the new world when I open my eyes to see who I am in my inner self. What is it that has the world stuck more than anything? Too many entitlements by the governments. That is the biggest thing we go through every day. And as you see the entitlements, you're starting to see the world surrendering to everything. But as we move forward, we do our own thing. And we're not holding ourselves or holding myself to my dreams. The dreams are a straight line, but they're a dead-on laser focus, and that's what you really have to have. And that's what my hypnotherapy, NP, does, is it fissures the old patterns because I've done it with me. That's how I know that it expands and does things. And I just really pray for the world that we open our eyes to the talent of the people. Because that's where the talent to move the world is. It's in the people. It isn't in the government. It isn't in anything. It's in us. But what happens is we get too caught up in computer logic and book logic. And we don't have no common sense. And that's where we really, really get in the challenge. But the challenges are opening up. And open up and freeing everybody and to slide into a new paradigm of success. And as you open up to that new paradigm of success, what happens to you? And how does that free up you to do what you want to do? That's what I love about the personal expansion in the world. There's no pathway. There's no set course. There's no solutions, no answers. There's pathways. Everything is rented and it's temporary. And when you can understand that, you can really free yourself to go forward and expand out of life and do different things. And also, you can also engage in many other things. And you can allow yourself to grow and expand the wisdom to feel the flow of your cascading cash flow. What else opens up when you start really engaging in new things within yourself? What really happens and what really expands when you do that? You. And that's something you really have to open up to, is the expansion of you. It's not a big thing. It's just doing it. And it's about engaging and not being all caught up with this didn't go this way. It's about the expansion of what happened right now. And that's what life is. Is seeing that happen right now. And as we open our eyes to move forward, life will become more agreeable to everything. As we do this, life becomes friendly and fun. Because you become... And I am Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLI Coaching, Cowboy Wisdom NLI Radio. And my website is cowboy-wisdom.com. And the author of Freedom, Fear is My Friend, Holiday Wisdom, Money is My Friend CD, Fear is My Friend CD, and several other CDs on my website. And I also got a new book coming out, Flow in the Glow, and I also got a CD called Flow in the Glow. And my number is 702-755-9410. And my email is cowboywisdom@gmail.com. And I'm available for hypnotherapy to expand your life, NLP. And I use my journey to expand the world. And I really want to thank all the listeners. And I want to thank everybody for being here. And I apologize, the guest didn't show up. I know some things about what's going on, and I just hope everything's going on. And she takes care of her mother, and I hope everything is all good. And she will be here, just not tonight. Anyway, everybody, thank you, and good night.